This narration was done in 2006. The techniques being retroactively described here applied only to the network of the 1970s and early 80s. The following telephone recordings were made in 1978 and 1980 by Evan Doorbell from a payphone in Greenville, North Carolina. We're continuing to explore the network 1XX codes, which have inadvertently been made dialable from Greenville payphones, though not from home phones. The valid codes beginning with 1 do try to go through. The ones that require no additional digits, for the most part, just work. But there are some that require more digits. And to make those work, it's necessary to take advantage of the NX1 digit-squeezing capability, which means that once the call is already starting to go through, you very quickly dial more digits. And if you do it fast enough, they get tacked onto the end and sent. Now, we found that 180, a code for Mexico, was going through, but that wasn't very useful because it was going through on only 3 digits. That gave us a recording from Greensboro.
9192C.
What I'm going to try to do here is dial a few more digits after 180.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number dial again or call your operator to help you. This is recording 2141C. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, we're getting somewhere. That's the recording from Dallas, which is probably the real translation point for 180. I'll try 180-522-1111 and see what happens. That time I got a Mexican reorder. Then when I flashed my hook, I reset a trunk, probably all the way down the line. On this next call, I dialed 180-221, which went through, sounded like it got into Mexico, but it ended up on a silent line. Then when I started flashing my hook, it began to reset the trunk every time. Redialing, I dialed 180-221 that time, and it seemed like it was doing the same thing. Now, actually, the code 180 could not be used correctly in this particular situation, because it was designed to be used by operators in the states calling Mexico. the operator would dial 180 plus the city code and the local number. And the Mexican city code and local number together were 8 digits. That's a total of 11, and the NX1 Regos here can only take 10. So no matter what I dialed, I couldn't dial 180 plus 8 more digits. Thus, the code could not work as intended in this particular situation, but we were able to get a call to go through to Mexico and hear a reorder at least. And what about this carrier noise? Isn't it great? This is the sound of the long-distance network at its best. And the reason this tape sounds so good is that it's recorded from a long-distance office. The Greenville NX1 is a tandem as well as a local office. So even though I'm getting a dial tone, I'm ending up connected right to the long-distance network from the payphone. So it makes a very, very clear quality tape. Now there was another code for Mexico, 189, which in 1978 was the operator's route for Mexico City. Thus, if you wanted inward or directory assistance in Mexico City, the operator would dial 189-121 or 189-131. Here's what happened when I dialed 189-221.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-1. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed.
That recording was from the Rockdale 4A, the translation point for 189, and probably the gateway for that part of Mexico. Now let's try 189-131 and see what we get. 131 in the U.S. is the standard code for directory assistance as called by operators.
Hot City, please. Hello. Hello.
I couldn't talk without paying a quarter. I can re-ring it, however, by flashing my hook now. Now on this next call, you may notice that Greenville's MFs sound really awful. I've listened very carefully to this recording. It is not one of my tape recorders or the tape. It's that there really was a Greenville sender that had off-frequency MFs with a funny squeal in the background. And the MFs that were off-frequency actually worked half the time. In this case, they did go through. I'm going to try dialing 189-121. Well, that wasn't answering. Nice ringtone. One of those typical European-type tones, except it had a little bit of an interesting undulation in the tone quality. You know, I actually went to Mexico in 1974. I visited Guadalajara and Mexico City. And you know, the phone system at that time was extremely modern, very state-of-the-art. It was all Ericsson crossbar switches. Pretty uninteresting, actually. I recall that in Guadalajara, the phone numbers were 6 digits. In Mexico City, they were 7 digits, but they all began with 5 because they had recently gone from 6 to 7 digits and all the numbers had a 5 in front of them. 5 also was the city code for Mexico City. I remember that their access codes for long distance and calling to the states and calling the operator and so on all began with 9, like 91 through 95, I think. And in Mexico City, I actually tried all of the local office codes. There were only 2 ways that the calls went through. One sounded like a direct trunk from one crossbar office to another. And then the other way sounded like it was going through a tandem. I would cut through to something and you would hear 2 dial pulse digits before it would ring. But the dial pulses seemed to go from 0 to 9. In other words, for the digit 0, it would pulse once. For the digit 1, it would pulse twice. For the digit 9, it would pulse 10 times. I began to see that the only difference between ringtones from one exchange to another is that one would sound like this, and another would sound like this. And of course, to make matters worse, the dial tone was that same tone continuously. The busy and reorder were, again, the same tone, so it was pretty monotonous. Finally, I discovered there were a few office codes that actually had a ringtone that sounded a little bit more like the U.S. It had a modulation in it, so instead of boop, it was boop, like that. Later on, I happened to visit a certain part of the city that was served by that exchange, and I picked up a payphone, and you guessed it, the dial tone went boop. So I thought I'd found a ring that sounded like a ring, but in fact, all the tones, including the dial tone in that exchange, had a tremor in them. Now here's a call to 189-121, made at another time in 1978. This time, the ringtone sounds more normal. When a momentary on-hook signal is sent from the originating end, that's called ring forward. And here, as I flash my hook, that's exactly what it is, and that's what it's being used for. When I flash my hook, you hear 3 bursts of 2600, which is the momentary on-hook signal going down the line. Then you'll hear the trunk in Mexico going back into a ringing mode. Well, now let's move on to the code 179, which, as you recall, well, I'll just dial 17912.
I am sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording from Trinidad. I am sorry.
If I dial 179 and don't squeeze any digits at the end, Greenville will put the call through with only 3 digits, which of course isn't enough, and so we'll get a recording from whatever the U.S. Gateway Office for Trinidad is.
Not be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 904-3C. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
This is a recording. 904-3C.
The recording is from the Jacksonville 4E, fairly new at this point in history. And because this is a 4E, I can actually reset this trunk just by rotary dialing a zero. That's because the 4E detects the supervisory state of the incoming trunk by scanning it at a regular rate, and so it will mistake a series of momentary on-hook pulses for a continuous on-hook. That's what happens when you have an electronic system scanning the trunk at a regular rate, because it just finds it on-hook on many successive scans in a row, and it says, oh, it's been on-hook for a half a second, so I guess he's gone. And of course, I haven't. I've just dialed a zero. But anyway, when I dial a zero, it will mistake that for a reset of the trunk, and it will give me a handshake. I did it again. As you can see, 4Es only give you about 5 or 6 seconds before they time out to the reorder. Here's the vacant code recording in Trinidad by dialing 179211. This call includes the off-frequency Greenville MFs that managed to still work.
I'm sorry, we are unable to connect your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording from Trinidad. I'm sorry, we are unable to connect your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording from Trinidad. I'm sorry, we are unable to connect your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording from Trinidad.
The trunks to Rocky Mount are T-carrier. From Rocky Mount to Jacksonville, it's regular long-distance carrier. And then to Trinidad, it's some sort of very radio-sounding satellite circuit, which does this a lot. Here I dial 179 and then I squeeze in the number 621-1111, which gives us a rather slow, busy signal. If the Trinidad Tandem can accept domestic area codes, then it's very possible that it can. I should be able to dial 179 and then 212 for New York City and then 121 for Inward and get New York's Inward operator by way of Trinidad. This would be especially cool because it would mean a double satellite circuit, which would mean an extremely long delay. Let's try dialing 179. And then very quickly squeeze in 212-121 and see if it ends up going to New York by Trinidad.
Your call again later, please. This is a recording from Trinidad. I
I am sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording from Trinidad. I am sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording from Trinidad.
Oh well. Now, on this day in 1978, I tried going out to Trinidad and back to the U.S. a number of times and never succeeded. So I decided to move on to the code 175. Here's 175 plus two more digits.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording from Kingston. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording from Kingston. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording from Kingston. I'm sorry, your call did...
Prior to Jamaica's being dialable with area code 809, the code to reach all of it was 175, which only operators could dial. Here I dial 175-311. It gives us the vacant code recording from the main tandem, which then ends in a continuous tone, which I guess is like a British number unobtainable tone, or maybe it's like a European dial tone. See, it's very confusing, Jamaica, because I'm not sure what tone system they adhere to. The main office in Kingston actually is a crossbar 5 with Canada-type ring, but we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, here's 175-311.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording from Kingston. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording from Kingston.
Now here's 175-131. Looks like I'm going to have to pay 20 or 25 cents to talk to her. I'll call back in a minute, but in the meantime, let's flash a few times. And this is a kind of a cool sound that it makes as my momentary on-hook goes down the line. This next call is also to 175131, and on this one, there's a tandem of some sort, perhaps a DMS or other digital switch, which goes between us and the old Kingston Crossbar 5 tandem, and you can actually hear the new switch picking up a trunk to the old Crossbar 5 tandem, the trunk flashing and the MFs of 131 being sent.
Yes, the main number for the city government of Kingston.
That again?
The city government in Kingston.
What class of the government, sir? We have a lot of governments in Kingston. A lot of governments.
Having to do with the city.
Have so many things having to do with the city and the government.
All right, how about it? Do you have a tourism department or something of that along those lines?
Yes, sir. To make a tourist board. Number is 929-8070.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now that we know a valid office code in Jamaica, we can actually squeeze it in just after the 175. So here's 175 and then very quickly 929-1112.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the directory listing for the correct number. This is a recording from Kingston, Jamaica. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the directory listing for the correct number. This is a recording from Kingston, Jamaica.
Let's try calling that non-working number through Kingston Inward. It'll cost 20 cents, for real, to be able to talk to her, but hey, it's worth it to hear these phone noises.
Yes, assistance in reaching 929-1111.
Thank you. One moment, please.
The number you have reached is not in service.
I'm getting a recording on that number, sir.
Is that an invalid number?
It could be that you haven't got the correct number. Do you want me to connect you with information?
Yes, could you?
Surely. Metro Assistance, good afternoon.
That's the Greenville busy signal in this case because I didn't hang up long enough. Here's another Kingston Inward call. Again, I'm going to have to pay the local coin rate non-refundably to talk to her. But this time, she puts the call through a different way. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Thank you.
Kingston. Kingston in.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, assistance.
Yes, this is Gord.
On both of these calls, I asked for assistance in reaching a 929 number. On the first call, she plugged into a tandem trunk and keyed the 7-digit number. You can then hear the crossbar 5 tandeming sound, and it goes through to the 929 end office, which is also a crossbar 5.
The number you have reached.
On the second call, she plugged right into a trunk to the 929 office itself and keyed only the last 4 or 5 digits, so there's no tandeming noise at all. When she hits the last key, you can hear the end office starting to ring. Now, we might be able to do with Jamaica the same thing I was trying to do with Trinidad. Here's 175-212-121.
I'm sorry, all circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording from Kingston. I'm sorry, all circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording from Kingston.
Perhaps these tandems in the Caribbean don't like the idea of getting a call from the U.S. mainland and then turning around and sending it back. Certainly it would be possible to restrict that. However, in 1980 I came back and successfully reached Atlanta inward via Trinidad by dialing 179 and then very quickly 404-121.
Assistance in reaching 881.
Thank you. It's ringing.
Able to personally answer your call right now. If you wish, you may leave a message for me and I'll return your call as soon as I can. Begin your message after you hear the tone and be sure and leave a number where you can be reached. You'll have about 15 seconds in which to record your message.
Thanks to a double satellite connection with echo suppressors, certain words just got clipped out of that last call, most notably,
"Hello."
Yikes. That's it for this segment, and isn't it amazing? One of the best tapes of the sounds of the long-distance network I have, and none of it was supposed to happen. We can thank that elegant scheme for toll-restricting the coin phones
from communication experts, Carolina Telephone.